We've got Lisa, the mum, on the line again this morning. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
It's been a bit overwhelming, hasn't it? We've had all these people come forward. Can I say, you're a very popular family in Murray Bridge because so many of the local companies there have rung in and have wanted to help out. So that must make you feel good this morning.
Oh, it's been just an overwhelming week for us. Everyone that's reached out in Murray Bridge and South Australia, the support has been huge, huge.
Yeah. Well, that's now, what one of the benefits are living in the country, Lisa. It's one of the best things of you take it for granted when you live there and you haven't lived anywhere else. But when you live in the city and you hardly know your neighbours and you hardly know the people around the corner, you really appreciate the fact that in a small country town, you've got everyone right behind you. And as Dit said, just we've had people calling that we haven't heard of before that just wanted to support you. So I hope that makes you feel good that you've got people right behind you in this tough time.
It really does. James and I are just so thankful. We love Murray Bridge and we're so proud of our community and happy and
Now, we wanted to talk to Nicky this morning, Roo, but Lisa, I believe he's having a snooze. Is that right? He's still asleep?
Yes, he's on a bit of an odd schedule at the moment. He's a midnight snacker when he goes to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Now, what about your other boys? Just remind us again. Tell us about the rest of the family.
I've got Ethan, Chase and Tristan here. They're all very excited. They're massive Crows supporters.
We'll have to organise to catch up one day because Tex Walker is one of the most generous people going around, so he'd love to catch up with the kids as well one day. We can tee that up and maybe a couple of other things to make your other boys' lives a little bit better as well, if you like.
I think if they met Tex, they would just pass out. They are huge Tex fans. But
well, when we get out of this lockdown, you might have to just ring the school and say, look, can the boys have one morning off? Maybe get to school at lunchtime because we'll get you to come into the studio. Tex comes in on a Tuesday morning. And what we want to do as well is that quite often, Lisa, as you'd appreciate, we understand that the focus is on Nicky and we've raised this money and we're trying to help. But we want to just give a little gift to the other boys as well, just because we do understand that quite often, it's not that they get forgotten, but there's, you know, they have to forgo things. And you told us about their basketball, their sport, for example. They've missed out a bit this year, haven't they, the other boys?
Yep, they have, yes.
All right. Definitely. So what we'll do, this is only a very, very small gesture, but Roo's organising an AFL Max Pass. So the boys, when we come out of lockdown, they can head down to AFL Max. You can all go as a family, all right?
They're all just hearing right now, silently.
All right. And then the other thing, what we better do as well is when they start playing basketball next season, they better have a brand new pair of Nike basketball boots each as well. So we'll organise some of those. And then also, as I said, when we come out of lockdown, bring the whole family in when Tex is there on a Tuesday morning and we can all say hello, okay?
Oh, they would love that. My brother would love me too, so I might bring him too. He would just be the same.
No worries. Now, Roo, you've got the final total there in front of you.
Lisa, are you sitting down? We've raised $40,715, Lisa. How does that sound?
It's life changing for us at the moment. We are so thankful, and we're one of many people at the moment. So we are unbelievably grateful to have your support and everything you guys have done for us, and Alyssa and Nathan. You guys have promoted this and put in so much time and effort for Nicholas, and we're just so grateful for your kindness.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, the least we can do.
Yep, and as you know, look, we were just the facilitator. It's been a lot of our listeners and a lot of the great companies that are involved with Triple M, so we want to thank all of them for getting involved. And Lisa, I hope this just goes a small way into helping your journey moving forward, and let's hope that Nicky gets well real, real soon and that all the boys can bounce back and play their sport and you get back to being the family that you should be. And honestly, the feedback we've had, everyone in Murray Bridge knows you, and they all keep telling us what a beautiful family you are. So well done to you and James. And as I said, I hope the next few weeks are really on the up for you. And let's hope we meet you soon after lockdown, okay?
Thank you so much. We would absolutely love that. Thank you.
All right. Good on you, Lisa. There you go. It's been fantastic, Ruth. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to everyone that got involved.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.